Blog Talk Radio.
Diamonds on. Bitch, ain't talking about heat. Put it on. Screw. Spread out. Screw. Spread out. Screw. Spread out. Screw to a penthouse. Spread out. Screw to a penthouse. Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek. These niggas all sweet. Weak. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seed.
Put it up.
No care for the IG disease.
No care.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Huh.
Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Place.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. The
nah.
Nigga be trippin', but we love, yeah.
Trippin'.
Swappin' out cars with my bitch. I bought her the limo, she bought me the race.
Swap it.
Practice, 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 make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I sit the out of the snake.
I sit the soul out of the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rats,
the blog and the media fake. Shout it DM me, I'm straight.
I'm straight.
I'm not gonna bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sipping no toxic waste.
Nah.
On the low with your bitch in this grave.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Front to this, we in shape.
Shake.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 mil in the safe, just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap, my kids gotta have money, not just me.
Facts.
It's selfish.
It's selfish.
Ooh, I took the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Ooh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
The world is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip, and you cannot help it.
Scrap
the street to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seed.
Put it up.
No care for the IG disease.
No care.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mom still say what he wants to. Pussy still wet like a big bitch. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Bitches even wanna start fake beef. They sell a little weave in a mixtape. They know I'm the bomb, they ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean they traffic is slow. Somebody just got a project to launch. So for being sane, they'd rather be well. Bitches is brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as these bitches got something to sell, they say my name, Destiny Child. Everybody wanna be lit. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna be this. If us, you all hate me, bitch. Free my problems and suck my dirt. That's talking, I'm calling it out. Public opinions from private accounts. You not a check, then you gotta bounce. I got the drip, come get it now. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. Bitches is mad, bitches is trash. I got the grouch. See me win, they gotta hurt. Ooh.
All right, all right. Do anything for clout. Will forever be one of my all-time faves. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday. Thank all of you for tuning in this morning. Thank all my listeners. You know, I want to start off today's show with thanking my listeners this morning. This is Season 4, Episode 40. Okay, so I am blessed beyond measures because I could not do any of this without you guys. Thank you guys for being dedicated and supportive with me throughout the past 4 years of Motivate My Life with Teresa Murphy. We will be making a few changes to the show coming up really soon, and I'll keep you guys posted on what they are, but changes for the better, that is. So, guys, stay tuned and make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/motivatemylife, which a lot of you may be in there if you are tuned in online, you can subscribe so you don't miss any of the updates with the Motivate My Life radio show with Teresa Murphy, all right? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in. I know it's been a minute, and again, like I said, we were perfecting some things or trying to fix a few things with the podcast to make the podcast a better experience for our listeners. Today, we're going to be talking about how are you surviving the global pandemic? How are you surviving the global pandemic? And I mean, wow, I just can't, like, I'm still taken away that we're still here, you know? It's been, what, it's gone on 4 months now, and we are still in this mess, you know? It seems so unreal sometimes as far as, you know, the world getting shut down and how we're all dealing with this and the change, because it's brought a lot of change to the communities, to the world, to yourself, to your household, to your livelihoods, and to people's relationships and things of that nature, being a parent, it has brought a lot of change. And so I want to talk a little bit this morning about how you're surviving the global pandemic, how we can virus-proof our lives, because none of us was expecting any of this. So this is kind of a shock, I would say, for everyone. You know, guys, so, you know, I get to sit here and do my podcast from my home office. You know, I don't go into the studio anymore to do the podcast. I haven't been since we've been on the lockdown. And, you know, I just don't understand. 1 week we're on lockdown. The next minute, you know, they're saying that, you know, they're going to start reopening things within phases. And then we're back on lockdown because reopening things too soon, it has allowed for that virus to continuously spread. And it's kind of like, what do? You know what I mean? How are you guys holding up out there as far as, you know, your jobs are concerned? I know a lot of folks have to work from home now. And it just showed us that, you know, corporate America, whether you're a business owner or, you know, that was going into the office every month or what have you, but it just shows us that corporate America now does have that access to work from home, right? So no more of your boss or supervisor telling you that you can't work from home, because actually a lot of companies have made that possible, and it's still possible right now, actually, so for a lot of folks, because they're still working from home. Then a lot of people got laid off, you know, a lot of people got laid off, and some people are getting their unemployment, and they, you know, we hear a lot of things about folks getting more unemployment than they were getting in their regular pay, and they're saying that a lot of people don't want to go back to work because of that, you know. And I guess if you were, you know, a waitress or administrative assistant or something, and you were making $400 a week or $500 a week, and you can now get $800 or $900 a week or $700 a week. If you're getting the additional $600, it's kind of like, let me relax and see what else I can work out. But I do want to drop this nugget, guys. You know, utilize the time to figure out what's next for you. You know, if you were in a job and you absolutely hated the job, and, you know, it's not your ideal, that wasn't your ideal position, you were there for the money or what have you, go and do what makes you happy. It's so important. So utilize this time and figure out what you want to do, because, guys, unemployment's not going to last forever. We know that, right? So the unemployment's going to end. The $600 federal aid is going to end, you know, at some point. And so then you'll be back to square one. Don't look at it as a vacation. You know, look at it as God has given you the time to be able to kind of step back and have a view of what you want your life to look like next. I know a lot of us have really worked hard and, you know, kind of like, hey, I need to relax. And, you know, some of us are homeschooling children and all that. But don't lose focus and don't lose perspective. I have utilized, because most of you know, that have tuned into the show over the past 4 years. And for those that don't, you know, I own multiple businesses. So I own a staffing and HR consulting business, and I also own a transportation company. And I have used this time to tweak things and change things and enhance things and fix things. And so all the time that I complained that I didn't have time, I used my time I managed my time a lot better. It didn't make me less busy. It just kept me from having to go in the office, run around to meetings and so on and so forth. But now we're doing everything virtually. I have utilized my time to try to figure out where and how I want to change some things in my life for the better. So that's the nugget I want to drop for you today. Today's Monday. It's a great week. A great day to start and write down what you want your life to look like, okay? Because like I said, this is unexpected, and no one was looking for it. So what do you want your life to look like after all of this? And because we don't know when we're going to get out of this, right? Are you enjoying life, right? Some of us, this pandemic has hit hard, and, you know, folks have lost things. They lost their businesses. And I'm not going to necessarily say people have lost their homes, because the great part is a lot of the mortgage companies and a lot of the rental properties were working with folks, and you can't get evicted or have your home foreclosed on. during the pandemic. But again, all of this is going to end. And where are you going to be when all of that ends, right? So those who have been able to work out payment arrangements on a lot of your bills, remember, guys, the bill didn't go away. They just delayed the payment. So you're going to still be responsible making sure that those bills get paid. So if you have any money, I would just, you know, put a couple of dollars here and there and try to keep things paid up. Is there a business that you wanted to start and you just did not have the time? You know, this is the time to kind of look at that and see, is that something you want to pursue? Is there a career goal that you had in mind? Were you looking, you know, to try to go a different direction in your career? Guys, this is the time now to try to pursue all of that. I want to take my hat off, though, to those parents that homeschool their kids. My children are grown, and I tease a lot of the parents, and I say, you guys know that algebra and all that stuff is not like it used to be back in the day. So I know God know he had another plan for me. This pandemic happened while my children were grown with their own families, and so I did not have to homeschool because God blessed my children if I did. And so shout out to all the parents out there homeschooling and the patience that you need and require and the much respect that we now have for teachers that have to deal with your children every day, okay? It's not an easy job, and sometimes if you're not doing the job, you do not relate to how easy the job may not be, okay? So shout out to all the parents that are homeschooling. Shout out to all the teachers. We knew that you work hard, but we didn't understand how hard you worked until we had to get in the position and homeschool these children. And, guys, you know, some of y'all kids, they don't take homeschooling seriously, you know, so you have to keep them focused because they're used to being in a classroom setting with their friends and, you know, utilizing their social skills, and now they have to be home and you're the teacher. So some of our kids are not taking us serious far as us homeschooling them, so have a little more patience and keep working with them. Easier said than done. I don't have to homeschool. So, but you guys are doing a great job. Let's talk a little bit about some of your finances and where you guys are financially. You know, I know a lot of folks I have talked to in over the last several months, some people are in a great place. A lot of you have businesses. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses have gotten shut down. There were a lot of folks that are in business where the business folks, if you lease or own or rent a building, they were not willing to work with you. There are a lot of people that own buildings and they just couldn't keep up the keep it up without any everyday business going on, particularly if your business is a brick and mortar and you have to report to work every day. And so for me, I'm really, you know, moving towards this whole remote and teleworking business. I mean, I want to transition my business into a part of me want to transition it into a full-time teleworking and remote business where everything is done teleworking and remote, and, you know, everything is done online or everything. I mean, we have to think about that digital platform as well. You know, think about a lot of this transitioning your business into a digital platform and automating your business as well, because that's the world we live in now. You know, we live in a technology-based world, so it's something to think about. I also was thinking, you know, dropping a few nuggets for you guys that have received assistance from the SBA. You know, if you have received any assistance from the SBA, and for those, and let me back up a little bit, the SBA guys, they are giving out money to small businesses. Now, give, when I say give, they're lending out money to small businesses that you, of course, depending on what loan you get, you're responsible for paying it back. So, guys, check that out. The EIDL loan is one of the loans that they are assisting with small businesses, and it doesn't require, it's not a lot of requirements. Of course, you had to be in business prior to the pandemic. It's the economic injury disaster loan, emergency, and they have a loan in an advance. Check it out, guys, the EIDL loan through the SBA. Of course, you have to have been in business prior to the pandemic. You also need your business has to be incorporated somehow, and also you're going to need an EIN number, okay, to qualify for that loan. Easy process. You can actually go online and apply for it. If you need assistance, I probably would try to find someone that may be a little more knowledgeable of it, but they are giving out quick advances. I mean, 2 to 3 day turnaround, and you can have your, you know, some money to be able to work with to keep your business growing. Other loan is the Paycheck Protection Program. That loan is designed to be able for you to be able to pay your employees. So if you are in a position where you have employees and you have not been able to pay them, you can apply for the Payment Protection Program loan. Again, I will get some assistance on someone that may be a little more knowledgeable with the loan. There are documents that, of course, you have to have to be able to qualify for the loan. So the money's out there, guys. The PPP loan, I know that from my understanding, you can apply for 100% forgiveness. And the EIDL loan, I think you have like 30 years or something like that to pay it back. So the money's out there, guys. I mean, the SBA is giving us money. We know how difficult it is, you know, particularly, you know, with minority-owned businesses to get funding sometimes. So, guys, just remember that, I mean, the money is out there. Utilize the money. Don't let it go to waste and, you know, apply for some of it. Now, I wouldn't apply for that money, guys. It's not for you to go shopping and buy that car you had your eye on and, you know, go and enhance your wardrobe. It's really for you to kind of, not kind of, it's for you to start your business. It's for you to keep your business afloat, all right? So be mindful, and they are watching you. You already know they sometimes don't want to give us anything, and we have a hard time getting sometimes approved for these loans. So take advantage of it. The money is out there. And once you get the money, you know, what I would do is try to design a plan of how I'm going to make that money work for me. A lot of us, you know, for me, I've saved money. You know, I haven't been shopping. I haven't actually really been in stores. And now I'm not going to say I'm not guilty of shopping online. Because I have been on Amazon.com shopping. But I have saved a lot of money far as the small purchases. You know, your $40 here, your $30 here, going to restaurants, eating lavish because I like to eat lavish. And I love my seafood. I've saved some money. Overall, looking at my financial reports and things like that, I see that I actually saved some money. So that's all good stuff. And if you did get laid off from your job, you know, and you won't be able to go back, this is also a good time, again, to see what it is that you want your career to look like. All right? And not spend a lot of time seeing what everybody else has going on, but spending time with yourself, working on yourself, becoming a better version of yourself, you know? So, and where are you mentally? Because this pandemic has really affected folks mentally as well. So it's not just financially that it's affected folks. It has affected people mentally because how do you do the shift? What do you do every day to shift through this pandemic? Like, how do you, when you get up in the morning and your lives, all of our lives have changed, and we are in our Black Lives Matter movement, and we're in the middle of a pandemic, like, mentally, how are you coping and dealing with all of this? And, you know, for me, I'm still heavy into my meditation, and I'm still heavy into being still and you know, inviting the y'all know how I am, honey. I don't do anything without the higher power. So, you know, just inviting the Holy Spirit into my realm and my space every day and allowing me to be guided through the Holy Spirit, because this is a lot. You know, people are having nervous breakdowns. People's mental state of mind has been affected. And if you're talking to anyone, guys, and you feel that they need help beyond professional help, beyond, you know, what you can give them, make sure that you assist someone with being able to aid someone with whom they should maybe be able to talk to. This is a lot. This changes a lot. You have folks that don't want to wear their masks, which I still don't understand. Let's talk a little bit about these masks. So the mask is for me to protect you. So if I have on my mask and, you know, I can't the likelihood, the percentage of me transitioning the virus to you, it's slim. And so if you have on your mask, then you can't transition the virus to me. Now, is it 100%? Nothing is guaranteed. But it's a help. So put your mask on, guys. What is the big deal? Put the mask on. If you don't want to wear the mask, stay home. You know, let's not be selfish in this situation and put the mask on. You know, I know we're tired. You know, the CDC changes things from one day to the next. We don't know what to believe. We don't have all of the information that we think that we need to know to continuously to get through this pandemic. But more importantly, just wear the mask. All right. You're protecting other folks. I hear people have a difference of opinion. We won't even get into that this morning, but I do hear folks say that the government is not going to control them. They're not wearing any mask, and the mask can't save you. The mask can't protect you. You know, guys, wear the mask, practice social distancing. You know, it's funny because I was in Target, and, you know, they have the floors marked in Target. So basically it tells you where to stand while you wait for your turn in the checkout. And I looked back, and this lady was literally on my shoulder, like on my back. And I'm looking at her out the corner of my eyes. I got my mask on, so she can't see my entire face expression. But I'm looking at her like, ma'am, the marks are on the floor. Do you mind backing up? So I cut my eye at her so hard that I guess she caught it. And she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm still trying to get used to this new norm. And that was like 2 weeks or so ago. So I'm like, okay, well, we have been in this mess since March. And I don't know how, you know, you haven't gotten accustomed to it. But that's my point I'm making, that people's mental state of mind still is not fully 100% there. And it's a lot. It's a lot of change to deal with. One of the biggest struggles that most of us have is dealing with change. And we're used to being comfortable. You know, America's the land of the free. So we are used to doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it. So how dare someone comes in and dictate how I go to the grocery store? I have to stand in line. I have to wear a mask. I have to wash my hands, continuously wash my hands. And how dare someone, close it up restaurants. You know, I have to have outside seating. I have to social distance when I go into stores. And a lot of people look at that as a sense of control. And I personally, I'm not going to fight the system. I'm going to roll with the system. It is what it is. But I am an individual that adapts well to change. So not that it's not challenging, not that it's not difficult. My mom lives in Florida, so I went to Florida early June. And as soon as I get back, they start talking about how Florida is one of the hot spots. And I didn't go to the beach or anything like that. My mom lives in Dania Beach. And we didn't go to the beach. We didn't go to the pool. We didn't do any of those things. We just basically stayed in her home and we relaxed, which was really nice. Something I don't get to do a lot. We drank wine, sat on the front, you know, did a little cooking. So it was pretty nice. And I get back and folks are like, oh, Florida's one of the hot spots and so on. So I told my daughter, I have two grandboys and they are 2 and 5 months. And I told my daughter, I said, well, I'm going to quarantine for 14 days before, you know, I come and see you guys, because, you know, you don't know how this virus is getting contracted, you know, and who has it. You know, I was in the airport and this is the first time that I have ever felt so uncomfortable in an airport in my entire life. So I probably won't be on a plane anytime soon, or probably the rest of this year for that matter. I have to let this situation calm down before I get back on a plane. I just wasn't comfortable being in that closed environment. But, you know, or I can just continue to work on this vision board where I plan to fly on private jets at some point. So stay tuned for that, guys. But a couple of things before we wrap up. Mentally, you know, what do you do that calms you? You know, do you sit on your balcony? Do you sit on your back? Do you drink your tea? Do you sit in meditation? Do you read things that are inspirational? You have to do some things that are going to help you on a day-to-day basis. I personally would not recommend watching the news all day, looking at the CDC website all day, because those things can be mentally draining, all right? So think about that when you get up in the morning, how you move your day and your week and your month forward as we continuously to deal with this global pandemic. Financially, you know, save your money. If you have bills in the folks are working with you to pay your bills, I personally would make sure I pay something on it if I do have some money, okay? Your stimulus check, it was not a go shopping, you know, go buy all the TVs out of Walmart check. It's literally, you guys bought all the TVs out of Walmart. How do I know that? Because I tried to go and purchase me one for my grandson, and there were no TVs on the shelf in several of the Walmarts. But save your money. Start looking into, I just started getting heavy into investments in the stock. And stocks, so I'm studying it and educating myself on what stocks to purchase and things of that nature and where to invest my money. I'm looking at the future, you know, and we don't know what it looks like. No one knows what the future looks like. So start kind of writing down what you want your future to look like, ideally, and financially where you want to be in your life to continuously moving forward to gain financial freedom, because we don't know what's going to happen one day to the next. All right. Physically, what are you doing to take care of yourself physically? I mean, I know the gyms are not open, but there are so many other options that we can do to take care of ourselves. Me personally, I work out. I do a at-home cardio routine every day. Just throw the video on here in my house, and I do that every single day. I change it up just so I don't get bored with it. I miss the gym, but hey, I'm making it work for me at home. I'm still watching what I eat. No, because I know a lot of us got that quarantine weight on us. And, you know, we still have to take care of ourselves and take care of our bodies, guys. All right. So just try to still keep a healthy mindset. And, you know, a lot of us are eating out of boredom. You know, we get on the kids about eating out of boredom. But as adults, we eat out of boredom. So find something constructive to do with that time when you feel that you need to go and open up that refrigerator. All right. So continuously to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually, and make sure that you are at your best, particularly if you have to take care of family members, children, or anything of that nature. Strengthen your relationships. I know a lot of folks saying, this quarantine has affected my marriage or my relationship, but, you know, if you're having a hard time being in the home with someone that you are married to every single day, or you feel like you're stuck or trapped, you know, this might be a good time for you guys to sit down and talk about some relationship goals, some marriage goals, or what that looks like moving forward. You know, I'm telling you, I think everything happens for a reason. And one thing I'm not going to do with this pandemic is waste any of my time. I'm going to use my time wisely. All right. Guys, I have to go to a quick commercial break, and I will be right back. Stay tuned.
We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can have no chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills too. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Time. Many other brothers loved you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that comfort shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking
me up.
So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree with me for once?
Try and slow up.
Maybe we can have no chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chill.
All right, a little wildlife for you guys. All right. Welcome back to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And if you're just tuning in, we are discussing how are you surviving the global pandemic, and I am dropping a few nuggets and gems for you guys to be able to move forward with. We are talking about surviving spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. You need all four of those ingredients to be able to continuously survive in this pandemic. I also want to say my condolences and my prayers and keeping those families covered who have lost loved ones to the pandemic, to COVID-19, it is real. It is still spreading. So, guys, please be mindful and be careful. Protect yourself. Protect your children. Try to protect your families. I have had family members that have had COVID-19. So, yes, it has hit my family as well. Everyone is moving forward nicely, and everybody is getting back to a healthy state. But, guys, mentally, a couple things to do. Don't watch the news all day. Don't stay on the CDC website continuously every day, all day, seeing updates and things of that nature. Go and do something, whether you go read a book, whether you sit online and try to enhance, you know, your business or start a business, whether you hop on a positive webinar, whether you spend that time trying to see where you want to go in your career, updating your resume, just continuously to do positive things, learning how to maybe a new recipe, how to cook a new meal or something, or just sitting and being still, right? Just sit and be still in complete quiet and see. Sometimes you have to be still so you can get the direction of where you need to go. Financially, continuously saving your money, paying your bills on time if you're able to pay them. This is not a vacation. Unemployment will end soon. If you're getting any assistance from the SBA, make sure you're utilizing that funding accordingly and continuously trying to grow your business and keep your business afloat. There are a lot of businesses that have been impacted hard where they're shutting down. They're closing their doors because they can't afford to stay open. You know, continuously support minority-owned businesses is really important right now. Continuously to support small businesses and, you know, be a little more frivolous with your spending. All right, guys, physically, make sure you're doing some type of exercise every day, whether you go outside and exercise, you know, whether you are doing indoor exercise, but make sure you are moving every day so you can keep that heart rate going and then also take care of yourself physically. Watch what you're eating, all right? This is not the time to binge eat, you know. We don't want to end up with health issues once this pandemic is over, all right? And also spiritually, you know, I can't speak for everybody spiritually. Everybody's beliefs are totally different, so that's not for me to speak on. But whatever your beliefs are, you know, tap into that every single day and continuously to enhance, you know, your spiritual beliefs and what you feel in. And it's okay what you feel and about this pandemic and who, what higher power you may call on. And it's okay if we're all feeling some kind of way. I know that I am as well. And I get up every day and I keep pushing forward and I keep pressing forward because that's the key in surviving all of this. But you guys stay safe out there. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And again, stay tuned for changes. Don't forget to subscribe to Motivate My Life with Teresa Murphy so you can get all the latest updates and changes. You guys have a great week on purpose. This is a new week, a new day, and it can also be a new start. Turn those TVs off and get in tune with who you really are. You guys have a great week on purpose.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail phase, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow.
All right. Thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio with Teresa Murphy. You guys have a great rest of the week on purpose, and I will see you next week.
Pilot thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, Got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life.